Today we're exploring week one, day three, the gifts of confirmation. I hope that your faith is growing in expectancy that God wants to speak to you. Today's memory verse is Isaiah 30:21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it," when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. Isaiah 30:21. We have principles to hearing the voice of God. Number one, that God is my Father. Number two, my Father has a plan for my life. And my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Number one, God is my Father. 1 John 3:1. See what love the Father has given us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. And then number two, my Father has a plan for my life. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for your evil, to give you a future and a hope. And then lastly, my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. And your ears shall hear, Isaiah 30:21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it," when you turn to the right and when you turn to the left. Principles for hearing. Number one, God is my Father. Number two, my Father has a plan for my life. And number three, my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Jesus says in John 14:16-17, "And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." The counselor of which Jesus is speaking of here is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be with you, will dwell with you, and will be in you. And we know that happened on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came to dwell in the apostles. And in our baptism, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us and is sealed in us through the sacrament of confirmation. The Greek word for counselor is parakletos, and it means one who comes alongside to help. And some translations say, "I will send you another helper to be with you always." The Holy Spirit is the parakletos. He is the one that is to come alongside and to help us. And he lives right within us. Yet few of us have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You see, our faith is a Trinitarian faith. We're not only called to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which I hope you have. Do you know Jesus? Not just know about him. Do you know him personally? If you don't know him, I want to encourage you right now to give your life to Jesus Christ. That's how it starts, getting to know to Christ. It starts by surrendering your life to him. "Here I am, Jesus. Take me. Let me lead you in a prayer." If you don't know Jesus, if you haven't met him, that's what we're talking about here, is we want to meet Christ. Before we say this prayer, let me say this too. There's a difference of knowing Jesus and knowing about Jesus. A lot of us know about people. You know about Abraham Lincoln, don't you? You know, he's that guy that lived during the Civil War, 1800s, you know, president of the United States and all that kind of stuff, you know, and he gave us the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, he's real tall, had great big elephant ears and a mole on his face. Okay, that's Abraham Lincoln. That's knowing about Abraham Lincoln. But do you know Abraham Lincoln? Now, I hope the answer to that is, no, I don't know Abraham Lincoln. You can't know Abraham Lincoln. Why? Because he's dead. You can't know about somebody that's dead. But Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And because he's risen from the dead, you can know him. You can meet him. You can become personal with him. So if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, just say this after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I have sinned. What is evil in your sight, I've done it, Lord. I have sinned. And so, Father, right now, I repent of my sin. I'm sorry, Lord. What I did is wrong. It's nobody else's fault. And I ask that the blood of Jesus, I can't do anything about my sin, Father. It's past. It's done. But Father, you've sent Jesus, your Son, to be my Savior. His blood, I believe this, Father, his blood, his death on the cross can save me from my sin. So Jesus, I turn to you and I say, save me. Take my life. I give it to you. And I proclaim, Jesus, that you are my Lord. I give you my life. And I say, Jesus, take my life and do with it whatever you will. My life belongs to you. Father, I make this prayer in Jesus' name. See, now you've given your life to Christ. And because you've given your life to Christ, you're going to now begin to know him. But we are a Trinitarian faith. We're not just called to know Jesus and have a relationship with Jesus. We're also called to have a relationship with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? Are you close to the Holy Spirit? Do you turn to him to share your life with him? Are you personal with him? You see, the Spirit of God has been sent to us to be a parakletos, someone to come alongside and help you. And the Holy Spirit is right there, ready to help you. His help is for us to discover the will of God. That's one of the reasons the Holy Spirit has been given to us, is so that we can discover the Father's will, to know his will, to know how to do his will. And the Spirit of God has also been given to us to give us the strength to accomplish God's will. The Holy Spirit is our guide, our teacher, our help, and our strength. And in John 16:12-15, Jesus says, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Part of the truth that the Holy Spirit is to declare to us is the truth of God's will for our life. He has been sent to you. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. I mean, how much closer could you get? How much more personal? He's personal with you, but are you personal with him? He's right there to declare to you the Father's will, to give you the truth. It is the Spirit's job to speak to us the Father's will. Now, the Holy Spirit was sealed in you through the sacrament of confirmation. Isaiah 11:2-3 speaks of this coming of the Holy Spirit, this anointing of the Holy Spirit. And it says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Those right there, those are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit given to us in confirmation. Seven gifts. What are they? I'm going to group them together for you so you can see how they function together. Fear of the Lord and piety is the first gifts. Fear of the Lord and piety. Fear of the Lord is exactly what it is. God is awesome. He is unbelievable. He deserves our reverence. Piety is the relationship between a father and son. It's an ancient Roman term. It means delighting in God. So here we have fear of the Lord. Oh my gosh, God is amazing. And he's unbelievable in his power and his majesty. But then God has given us the gift of piety to balance it out. Then God gives us counsel, wisdom, and fortitude. Counsel is the gift whereby we know God's will. Wisdom is the gift whereby we know how to do his will. And then fortitude, or might, is the strength to do God's will. And then knowledge and understanding. Knowledge is personal revelation of the truth. It's, I know that I know deep down in my knower that something is true. And then understanding is the gift whereby we comprehend these revealed truths. So those are the seven gifts of the Spirit. I know that was quick of going through, but I'm going to focus in these talks on hearing the voice of God on counsel, wisdom, and fortitude. God has given us gifts from the Holy Spirit to hear his voice. In the sacrament of confirmation, the bishop, who is the spiritual authoritative descendant of the apostles, the bishop confers the gift of the Holy Spirit with the seven gifts of the Spirit through the laying on of hands and anointing with chrism. You've seen a confirmation. The bishop comes. Again, he is the spiritual authoritative descendant of the apostles. The Holy Spirit is passed down through the bishop from person to person through the laying on of hands. And when the bishop lays hands, he gives seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Counsel, wisdom, and fortitude. Again, what are those gifts? Listen to this again. Counsel is the gift to know God's will. You have a gift from God. You don't have to question this. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to wonder about it. Hands were laid on you. We saw it. We saw you anointed with the chrism oil. It is a given. You don't have to wonder, did I receive the gift of counsel? And that's the gift whereby to know God's will. Have I received that gift or not? Yes, you have. Yes, you have. There was a day in your life that the apostle of God came, laid hands on you. You received the gift of counsel. Next, you received the gift of wisdom to know how to do God's will. Wisdom is the gift whereby we know how to do God's will. Counsel is what is God's will. Wisdom's the practical application. How do I do it? And then fortitude or might or is the strength to accomplish God's will. You can't accomplish God's will in and of yourself. We need a gifting of the Holy Spirit to accomplish God's will. Isaiah 30:21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right and when you turn to the left. This is the way. God has given us gifts through the sacrament of confirmation. I want to increase your faith. Remember, there's two things I want to do in this teaching. I want to increase your faith and I want to give you practical tools to hear the voice of God. First, you need your faith increased. A bishop laid hands on you. You have the gift of counsel. You have the gift to hear from God. It was given to you in confirmation. Now, watch how this works. Watch how I want to tell you a story here about how these three gifts work together. When I was in college, used to go to the Arizona State University Newman Center Charismatic Prayer Group. We had a friend that used to go with us, who shall remain nameless. And he wasn't a Catholic boy, but he always came with us to the prayer meeting. He went to this little small church, and then Wednesday nights or Thursday nights, he would come to us with us prayer group. Now, this brother of ours, he was discerning God's will for his life. Was God calling him to be married, or was he calling him to live the single life? He wasn't sure, so he was praying and praying and praying. And one night we were at the prayer meeting, and this was really heavy on his heart, and there was this young couple that came to the prayer meeting, and she had the gift of prophecy. And our friend was there, and that night he was really praying, God, I want to know, are you calling me to marriage, or what are you calling me to? My gosh, that this woman didn't know any of us. They were traveling through. She stood up, pointed a finger at him, and started prophesying how he was to be married. And then one of the elders in the community stood up and had a reading on marriage. And so my friend's all excited. You know, this has been confirmed. Well, for 2 weeks, we didn't see him. He was gone. Now, this guy, we did everything. We took college classes with him. We hung out. We did everything together. 2 weeks, we didn't see him after this meeting. All of a sudden, he shows up 2 weeks later, and he's married. Now, we know if he's dating and not dating. We'd never seen this girl before. So we say to him, you know, who's the girl? And he's like, oh, yeah, we got married after I received this word from God. I went back to my little church. And this girl, I've known her my whole life. She's really nice. She loves Jesus. And I said, hey, do you want to marry me? And she said, yes. So we went to Las Vegas and we got married. Now, he comes back to us a couple months later. He's crying. Guess what? They're divorced. See, he had the gift of counsel to know what God's will is. But he didn't use wisdom. Wisdom. And then a lot of marriages end because they don't use fortitude, the power of God to do this. We need to use these gifts of the Holy Spirit. Do you use the gifts? When you need counsel from God, say, Lord, you've given me counsel. I believe that I have counsel from you as to your will. Show me the way to go. And then wisdom, how do I do your will? And then give me the strength to do it. God will lead you and guide you, Isaiah 30:21, and your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walking in it, when you turn to the right and when you turn to the left.